T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Good morning. Happy New Year. Haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know, and I feel bad that I'm talking to you on a day where you're clearly a bit in shock and dismay that your team has
exited the playoffs.
I don't know how to say it in a nice way, and I don't want to give it too much weight in light of everything else that's been going on. So I don't want to go nuts either, right? I mean, Right. Come on, we all have to get our heads together on this one.
Well, I mean, you know, as we were speaking off air recently, just a few minutes ago, I said, you know, I went to bed in the fourth quarter thinking, you know, the Steelers, they could come back. And you said, Kevin, that's just, you were delusional at that point.
I said, hey, listen, I know that that's what happens with fans. You get delusional. It's great. Yeah. I mean, I understand it. There are times where I've gone to bed and said, oh, my God, you know, the Red Sox or someone is ahead. And I wake up and New York has won. And it's like Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. but we spotted them 28 points, and it was a little difficult to come back from
it
that,
is so. Hard, right?
Yes.
It's sort of like I have to say, it's sort of like the economy. Like, in some ways, you know,
Yes. Once
you've lost 22 million jobs over the course of 2 months, it is going to take a long time to get back in the saddle. And we see just how hard and what a dramatic impact this virus has had on the economy. Last Friday, we had a jobs report. And I think, obviously, because of all of the events in Washington, D.C., some of this data got buried. And what's important to know is that for the first time since April, the U.S. economy actually lost jobs. And not a ton, 140,000 jobs, but negative is negative. And there's no getting away with that.
Yeah, we're floating along here as best as we can under trying circumstances. So a loss is a loss.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like, I don't want to, you know, sugarcoat it, but there were parts of this report that made me at least feel a little better. I talked to some economists via email last week, and they made me feel a little better. So we lost 140,000 jobs because there were almost about a half a million jobs lost in leisure and hospitality, right? Restaurants, bars, hotels, everything. That they just closed because of the spiking virus. And that half a million was really weighing on the economy. But I should also tell you that there were some areas of healthy increases: professional and business services, manufacturing, retail. And, you know, it wasn't enough to offset those losses. But some economists are saying to me, don't worry, this is probably not the beginning of another horrible wave of layoffs. But it does show you how fragile our economy is and how dependent we are on the ability for us to conquer this virus. That is the sole moving force right now behind economic progress.
That's amazing. And you're right. The key things to watch are retail, because if nobody's spending money, then they don't have the consumer doesn't have enough confidence in the system. And then manufacturing, like you said, as long as there's some manufacturing base and it's continuing to move forward, I always feel confident in that. However, what about the issues that we're having with Twitter and Google and Apple marginalizing different groups? Is that going to have an effect moving forward in confidence in tech?
I think it's giving a tremendous amount of confidence. If anything, I feel like these companies are finally rescuing their reputations. You know, there are so many critics on the tech platforms and, you know, left and right. But to be perfectly clear, there's really no evidence that these platforms are anything more than media companies. And media companies have responsibilities. So I don't think that this is having any major league effect. If anything, the reality here is that, you know, last week was such a strange week. You know, we have this attack, this insurrection in Washington, D.C. We have the Senate flipping to Democrat, where a lot of people thought, oh, that was going to be maybe seen as a bad thing on Wall Street. We have a weak jobs report, and stocks ended at all-time highs on Friday. So, you know, I don't think that there's any movement in the stock market right now that is anything but, well, let's just take a little money off the table and see what happens in the next 2 weeks. But that said, let's be clear that you, as investors, long-term investors, you don't have to make any changes to your portfolios.
That's good to know, because I was worried about, you know, some of the with the Senate being split and the vice president elect Kamala Harris would be casting a tie-breaking vote. I was just wondering what that would do regarding financial regulations and restrictions for Wall Street moving forward.
Well, I think that a lot of regulations are don't actually rely on the Congress. A lot of those are formed out of the SEC and change in leadership there, and there will be change in leadership there. I think that what's really kind of fascinating right now is that big Wall Street firms who operate big political action committees are now coming out and saying that they will not actually send any money to any politician who backed the halting of the count or tried to interfere in a normal process of certifying the vote. So we know that all these big banks, whether it's JP Morgan Chase or Citigroup or Bank of America or Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley, these are all banks that have said essentially, we're not giving money out to those politicians. I think that's more interesting news that evolved out of last week in Wall Street rather than what's going on in the tech sector.
So there the banks are going to censor. You know, business is going to hit people where
it's not a censorship. I got to push back on you. It's not a censorship. They are saying that there are politicians and individuals that tried to subvert the democratic process. That is not censorship. That is a very different standard than like, oh, we don't like what you said. So that is a very, very different approach. And I am actually, you know, I've always talked about Wall Street being to me like a relative that I love and hate at the same time. It's like your drunk aunt who misbehaves at parties. This is when I'm most proud of Wall Street, when you actually have leadership that says, you know what, we're not taking this anymore.
Taking
this is stupid. And you know, we're of course, they're very happy they got their tax cut. But now this is a line that was too much. And I think that that's an important line in the sand for many people, not just Democrat or Republican, but as Americans.
Very good. Jill Schlesinger, CBS business analyst. Thank you very much for the insight. Do appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Take care.
Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.